Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me, little Van Halen, bringing us back. We're always jumping into this hour and trying to get you ready for whatever is coming at us. Review the bidding, so to speak. We've got our financial institutions, banks, large banks, and the banking industry to a large degree needs some help. Now, we have two choices. We can either by virtue of the fact that the government is involved, you and I are involved in this. The government is likely to get involved. Well, it's going to get involved either way. It's going to be involved regardless. But the banking industry needs some help because the financial industry, the financial industry produced a bunch of securities that were based on mortgages that you all know are called subprime mortgages. These are the problem mortgages. And so they produced a lot of those mortgages with subprime borrowers. And so now many of those mortgages are now considered to be worth less than they were originally. And because of the way the banking accounting rules work, those assets have to be marked to market. They have to be adjusted to whatever is being deemed is the value of those assets. And in the current environment, that means downward. And because of the capital requirements that banks, financial institutions have, if the assets on their books are reduced, like old lettuce, you know, think of it like this. They brought a truckload of fresh lettuce a couple or three years ago. And now they've gone to look at that lettuce, and all of it hasn't sold, and nobody wants it, and it's looking like old lettuce. So it's not worth as much as it was when we first bought it. And that's kind of the way this is. Because of the capital requirements of these financial institutions, they have become undercapitalized, many of them. Not all of them. I talked to some banks yesterday, my bank and other banks yesterday. And they're just fine. Many banks are just fine. I talked to my banker yesterday. He said he has no foreclosures, not one foreclosure on his books. Very prudent banker, very smart guy. But regardless, what they call the mark-to-market requirement, many of these institutions have had to mark their assets down. And because of that, they are in jeopardy of failing. Now, when they're in jeopardy of failing, they are worried about themselves, obviously. The managers of these institutions are worried about themselves, and they're not doing business with each other the way they used to, and they're probably not doing business with you and me the way they used to. And so that's what they mean when they say that the credit market is seizing up, the financial market is seizing up. So, Mr. Paulson, Secretary of the Treasury, Mr. Bernanke, Chairman of the Fed, Federal Reserve Board, have determined that if we don't do something to give these banks, and I'm calling them banks and financial institutions, just think of it as the same group of people. But truthfully, some of them are very, very large, huge banks, and some of them are tiny, like a little bitty independent community bank. But these organizations need some help, some liquidity. They need liquidity. They need to be able to some help from the government needs to be injected into the, according to these two gentlemen, Bernanke and Paulson, and some others, the president apparently as well, need to have some liquidity injected into them by the government, so that these organizations can function again. And now, what that means is the government is going to basically be, I don't know what the words, the proper, if it's ownership, they're going to take ownership of some of these assets that are being marked down, so that the banks won't have to worry about those anymore. But here's the problem: nobody knows what those assets are worth. So how do you value something? If they're not even available for sale, and if they were, we don't know how much they're worth. How can the government step in and put a price on that? They're talking about $700 billion, but how do we know that that's what the price should be? We don't know. I mean, literally, nobody knows this. And now I want to compare this to, many of you will remember the Resolution Trust Corporation, RTC, in the late 80s and 90s, that basically took care of the savings and loan debacle, the meltdown of that. Well, the issue there was those banks had already failed. The carrion was lying on the side of the road. The government came in and didn't have to buy anything. They just came in and did what the government is supposed to do, which is absorb these banks, any failed bank, into the system and let people buy the assets. And so the losses had already been taken. The owner, the stockholders in these banks, and the shareholders above certain levels and all that, those losses were taken and absorbed into the economy, and it was just a matter of finding people to buy these assets. This is not the same thing as that. What's going on right now is not the same thing, because we don't know how much these assets are worth. They may be worth more than what the government is paying for them. They may be worth less than what the government is proposed to be paying for them. And that's got a lot of people very anxious. Now, Congress is debating this right now, and they haven't come to a resolution as of the airing of this show right now, this live broadcast, and they haven't come to a resolution on that, and they may not. They may not come to a resolution on this. This thing might not pass at all. We may wind up with banks failing, like WaMu, Washington Mutual, failed overnight. The bank, the government took it over. And so when we come back, I'm going to talk about those two scenarios. What happens if we get a government rescue plan, or if we don't, and what you and I should think about that in our small businesses. 20 after, stay with us. Little Rascals bringing this back. They used to be called the Young Rascals, and they just became the Rascals. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. And those rascally members of Congress are not working and playing well with others right now. They're not working well with each other. I know that. The Democrats and the Republicans are going at each other, trying to work out this rescue plan. Somebody corrected me yesterday, and when I used the term bailout plan, so I thought, for probably a more thoughtful person than me, pointed out, and I think he's correct. I was talking to our friend Chuck Cadlick yesterday. You know who Chuck is, a member of our Brain Trust. He said, Jim, it's really not a rescue plan. I mean, a bailout. It's a rescue plan, because there will be losers in this. There will, and if you think about it, there have been mostly losers as Bear Stearns collapsed, as Lehman Brothers took bankruptcy, as AIG went into U.S. Government conservatorship. You know, there were definitely losers. So that's not really a bailout. When Goldman and J.P. Morgan become, or I guess those are the two, they converted from being investment banks to commercial banks. That's kind of a loser situation there. So this whole thing is more of a rescue plan than is a bailout, because if the government passes and by the way, folks, if you just tune in, I'm trying to sort out some of this stuff for our small businesses. This segment, last segment, all this that's going on now with the the Treasury Department and the Fed trying to get the government to rescue the financial markets and the debate that's going on around that. So if the government actually does pass something, we're still going to have a year or more, ladies and gentlemen, of tough economic times. I mean, I want you to, I think you need to be, you need to start being prepared for that. Now, you know what a Pollyanna I am. You know how much I believe in the marketplace. You know how much I believe in Main Street and in you and me. I believe in you and me, small business owners, more than anything, because I believe you and I will lead this economy out of whatever it's in right now. I believe that very much. But I think you should be prepared for you know, when I thought the economy was going to turn around the second half earlier in the year, I didn't foresee, you know, how bad, how deep and wide this financial crisis was. And so we're looking now at maybe that we'll be happy in 2010, not even in 2009. Now, if the government bailout, I keep calling it that, the government rescue plan works, if it goes through, we may get out of this a little quicker than if it collapses. And the whole thing could collapse. I mean, the whole thing could collapse, and there could be no rescue plan. And if that happens, then over in day by day, you're going to see failure after failure of bank, I think. We had, we had the biggest one last night, WAMU, Washington Mutual, was taken over by the government. And so you're going to have more of those if this thing falls through. Now, what is that going to do? That's probably going to create a deeper slowdown. We might be a couple of years in some tough times, maybe even 3 years. I don't know. I'm not that smart. But here's the thing. I do believe if the government gets involved, the turnaround will probably be shorter. If the government isn't involved, it'll take longer. Now, you might say, well, whoa, that sounds like a good idea. That's a good deal. Let's get the government involved. Well, let me tell you something, folks. Once the government gets involved with this thing and we bring Congress in, does anybody out there really think Congress knows how to value assets and sell assets and even hire people to do it properly? I don't trust them, ladies and gentlemen. I don't trust them to do that. I don't want the government in my marketplace. To the degree, the things that we're talking about getting the government to do for us is unprecedented. I'm convinced that's the correct word, not just historic. So if the government is involved, the slowdown, the economic challenges will be less severe, but we'll have them in our hair for the rest of our lives. If we go ahead and take it on the chin, we absorb our losses in the marketplace, it probably will take longer. I don't think it'll take, with all the new technology and all the global economy the way it is right now, I don't think it'll take as long as a lot of people think. But it will take longer. But when we recover, when we come out of this thing on the other side, it'll just be you and me in the marketplace. It won't be you and me and the Congress regulating every step of the way. If Congress puts $700 billion of taxpayer dollars at risk, they're going to load up regulations on the marketplace. Now, should some regulations be imposed? Perhaps. But you and I aren't going to like what's going to happen. In my opinion, we're not going to like it. We're going to like the short term, but we're not going to like the long term. So I don't know which is the best way to go. I don't know how bad it could be. Paulson and Bernanke think it could be really ugly if we don't get this done. I know they're a lot smarter than me about these things. But all I know is this: when the government gets involved, it's not usually a good thing. And the government, Our federal government, is the biggest culprit in causing us to be where we are right now. I've talked about that in the past. So gird your loins, small business owners. Be prudent with your money. Stay close to your banker. Make your banker your best friend. Call your banker today. Go to lunch with them and get close to them. It's very important for your future. Quick break. Stay with me. And balanced on the
precipice, the moment must reveal.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.